want to imbibe the drug of the commonplace? Will you be forever addicted to self-restriction? Established orthodoxies and dogmas, conditioned interpretations of living, regard the material world as reality, whilst pretending to deal with the spirit or existence. They conceive and propagate evolution and thinking as purely physical. Their control of our visions is sacrosanct. Religion has privately altered to work from a position that accepts itself as totally discredited by science. All establishment modes of control and affiliation, both religious and political, rely upon and revolve around unquestioning faith and dogmas, unquestioning acceptance of their inalienable right to assume professional responsibility for our actions upon their shoulders. We are told we are weak, incapable of grasping scale, afraid of ourselves and desperate to push responsibility for all events in our lives onto them. We are insistently trained to accept our corporal existence as hopeless in itself, to become subservient to the greater good. We are perpetually conditioned, encouraged, and blackmailed into self-restriction, into narrower and narrower perceptions of ourselves, our own importance, our own potential, and our own experience. We are trained to ignore the evidence of our senses and experiences, and to feel guilt when we glimpse sense-derived visions of ourselves as free spirits. The voluntary relinquishing of responsibility for our lives and actions is one of the greatest enemies of our time.